Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your crisp. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And something about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with jaw, you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, so fuck it, I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch, we sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub shine, I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby?
Get you a award, say your speech. Better make it count, it's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts. Like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Wear you up in your choreography practice with your glittery pants. You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip my bucket without a second straw. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays I just don't know the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag with gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to a scrubs level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little Benzes. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like when they find that this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
Other cool, Seven Killer. We're finishing off Raw, so,
I have this track right here.
This a takeover, so get your hands up for the power and the pussy. We don't give a fuck about haters like you. I've seen it all my life, and I cannot stand up. Don't give up the point of takeover. So get your hands up for the power and the pussy.
Detroit to LA, and we don't give a fuck about
this. A takeover, so get
got it unlocked, pop your head open. And if you got me, beat me in the street, and I'ma go ahead and make your face fold in. I'm hoping that I won't get caught up in your drama, keeping it calm with marijuana, smoking with your fucking mama. But I wanna kinda keep it on the low, because I'm old illegal to smoke in Colorado. But yo, go ahead and slow your roll, living it up, this is my life, that's just the way it goes.
You know I kill a motherfucker if that's what it takes to keep my weed and my family safe. Know what I'm saying?
I am the locked up killer, wicked sick, phone stuff, sex dealer, always rep the hatchet all day.
Love,
love, love, that's how we do it. New world punk rock and murder music, killing it. Hit PDB on the tape of a trip. Oldest and Bonesy in the getaway whip. I let my axe pop off like a clip. Cause I don't give a fuck about
real. I'm coming to wreck the stereotypical view of what I'm about. I'm coming inside and out, several different hot crowds. Some will probably doubt, my phone will off be loud. I'm cold as ice, as I calculate my body count. What? It's a takeover, I cold crush ya. Secret society killer coming to skull fuck ya. Evil eye on me, watching will never stop nothing. I'm in my grow room, medicating and crop cutting. Had to stop something, how about a hate ahead? Murder for sleeping on me, and then I'll wake the dead.
With my style, I'm underground, wicked wild, wild.
With the West Side 303 monster, suicide bomber, breathe the fire on ya, ready to explode, blood all over everything. Act murder boys, motherfucker, and I'll never change. Garcia gang, bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, that's hit P.E.D. Gap and the Axe Murder Boys. Now what, motherfucker?
Motherfucker, pussy.
Joint was a bomb. That was like some garage funk, because it wasn't like smooth and sweet like some Parliament Funkadelic, but for some white boys playing funk, it's pretty nice. No, I'm just kidding, because obviously our new drummer Jeremiah, aka Trauma, he's not white, and but he knows a lot about playing real funk drums. And Mark, that white boy, obviously been studying some Bootsy, so he was throwing it down if you heard some of those bass riffs. And Jackson, well, he looks white, but I hear he's got some Mexican in him. You know, the so-called Mexican, which is really another name for, 100 different tribes of Indians, indigenous people of this continent. Could be Mayan, could be Aztec, could be Toltec. Did I say that right? Anyway, don't get me started, but that was some shit right there.
And we're back. And we're going to another track, because we ain't got nobody here with us yet. So here we go, Big B, Nothing to Prove.
I'm
pad. But they don't understand what it's like not to have hot water for a fan. Gotta make a move, gotta make some cash. Criminal minded, the cops don't like it, but my pockets don't mind it. Stash in the attic so the pigs don't find it. A fat boy's gotta eat it on these cold streets. I figured out how to make a living with a mic and some dope beats. Now I rock new kicks, new shirts with the fresh crease.
I did it all, everything I said I'd do. So I ain't got shit to prove to you. And when it's over, no looking back. Stick a middle finger in the air and that'll be that. Cause I did it all, everything I said I'd do. So I ain't got shit to prove to you. And when it's over, no turning back. Stick a middle finger in the air and that'll be that. From welfare cheese to shows overseas, I did it my way, the rules of Big B. Don't ever talk about it, be about it. Would I change a thing? I highly doubt it. The road might have been a little windy and rough, but it made me humble and tough. And I have no regrets, can't forget where I came from. But still straight, fuck everyone that said it couldn't be done. Now I'm on a tour bus going city to city. Hard to believe life could be this good when it used to be shitty. And my pops, he's doing fine. Still a criminal, off the shit and did his time. I did it all, everything I said I'd do. So I ain't got shit to prove to you. And when it's over, no looking back.
And we're back. What up, Chris?
Oh, not much. That was a definitely a good ending to Raw.
Yeah, could have been better.
But, I mean, hell, the Wyatt family debut, that was definitely amazing. And hopefully they put them in that fucking Money in the Bank match. At least they put one of them in it.
Well, they probably won't be in the All-Star one because this is on fact. They're still new.
Yep, but who knows? They might take somebody out on SmackDown and put them in the other one.
We'll see.
Yep.
But, I think we need to play another track since we ain't got nobody tuned in yet.
Okay.
So, let's go with Dragon Lair. Well, Dragon Land, the Black Mare.
Across the endless field, as we speed. And we're back. Almost.
Think of the fact that the television title got deactivated from TNA.
It'll be reactivated soon enough.
Probably just after it gets done with all the stuff like Gut Check, Bound for Glory, and all that. Like the series and all that.
Not just that, just try the fact that, D1 hasn't really been, defending it, so what's the point of keeping it around if he's not going to defend it?
Good point.
Besides, the TV title's been around for a long, long time.
Exactly. I mean, there's been TV titles in different companies, too. Like ECW.
Yep, ECW, WCW. So, it'll be back soon enough.
And my whole point is, what's the point in Gut Check if they seriously just release, like, all the talent who they signed from Gut Check?
But, you know, too, the people that, that are part of Gut Check, that haven't really been competing that much either. Taylor Hendricks hasn't competed in a while. Sammy, whatever the fuck his name was. Sam Shaw. He hasn't competed at all since he got signed.
So then what's the point of having that whole Gut Check thing? If they have it, they sign a wrestler and then just release him, like 2 months later.
It hasn't even been 2 months later for Taylor Hunter's curse.
Oh, I thought Gut Check's been around for like 2 months.
No. Gut Check has been around for a lot longer than that.
Well, I mean, it seems like they just like sign people and then they release them. It seems to have no purpose.
No, it has a purpose. Because of the fact, they're trying to bring in, new people. So yeah, by the way,
that's the point of it.
By the way, Gut Check's been around since 2004, but this is like the first time it's actually been televised since 2000. And it pretty much started being televised back in 2012.
Oh, and did you know that the whole thing WWE was doing today by having the Vicky Guerrero draw thing where they had like Triple H, Stephanie, and Vince? It was supposed to be a ripoff of TNA's Gut Check. They were trying to make fun of it.
Actually, no. Actually, no, it wasn't. That was pretty much all that was, Chris, was just, pretty much like a job eval for Vicky. If you remember, Vince did the same thing for John Laurinaitis. But we're going to go into another track since we ain't got nobody here. Let's go with ICP questions.
Why do these questions come to mind? When the answers can only reach so high. Why? Every time I hit on a brick wall, I always crack my skull. Why? Every time I stab somebody, I always get my clothes bloody. Why? Every time I drive down the wrong side of the street, everybody wanna be. Why? Every time I'm broke and I sell rock, I wind up in a cell block. Why? Every time I shoot somebody in the face, pimps get chased. Why? Every time I drink a little gasoline, I shake my spleen. Why? When I try to fly like a birdie, I wind up on a gurney. Yeah, tell me why.
You were the one who found it. son.
Give me a...
You're a fucking keg in your wagon right there, man.
Give me a beer, you son of a bitch.
Taking our beer.
Yeah, you know, you're just like Lodine, you know. Dean zips it, up and down his way. I chase him up and down. He's got my fucking shirt, my beard in his eyes. I say, what you doing? What are you guys doing next?
Trying to figure out a way to get you the fuck out of here?
No, oh, you crazy. I tell you what, you come by my panel.
We'll be there.
We're going to take a dip a little bit, have a little bottle, you know, I'm going to crack her open. That BYOB is right here. All right, yo, take it easy, man. I'll see you all later. Hey, throw me another beer for the road.
Fuck you, huh? All right, yeah.
I'll just take one. See you later, guys.
All right.
And we're back. What up, ghetto?
Hard nipples.
We don't need to know about that.
You ask what's up, man.
So, ghetto apparently is acting sleazy.
Jeez, already another trick?
Oh, okay, fine. Ghetto, what did you think of the Wyatt family?
Husky Harris. I think that was the best part of that, is the crowd chanting Husky Harris. All that hype for that.
I don't know, man. I think the best part of Raw tonight was Fandango getting knocked the fuck out by Wade Barrett.
As sad as that might be, that gay little segment may have stole the show. And then, of course, they're all drunk over there, too, saying Christian's Michael McGillicuddy. But, you know, other than that,
oh, yeah.
Let's ask Chris how he felt about the Wyatt family.
I already said I thought they were dope as fuck. Can't wait to see their impact on the pay-per-view.
I think they probably could have did a whole lot more with this bullshit. Instead of walking out like the Undertaker.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, at least they took out Kane. I mean, who's going to be next for SmackDown?
Yeah, what are they going to do? They're going to do the whole storyline with Cody Rhodes don't like people to wear masks and shit or something. So now they're going to tag everybody to wear a mask.
Yeah, who's going to tag Kane next and get his ass kicked?
Did you just say they're going to attack Kane next?
Well, Cody Rhodes probably will, because he wears a mask.
I meant the Wyatt family, man. They did what Cody Rhodes did.
Which is funny because of the fact Bray Wyatt wears a mask during fucking matches at the time.
Yeah. But, so why would they go after Kane besides the fact that he wears a mask?
Oh, if it was Cody Rhodes going after somebody, that'd be the only reason he would go after somebody.
You're not helping this. You're just making it awkward.
Exactly.
So, I mean, out of all the people, they picked Kane. I don't understand why.
I mean, if you look at it this way, you know, Kane's been there the longest.
So, I mean, like, Kane stepping into a role like Chris Jericho, where it just puts everybody over and loses every single match he's in.
No, man, Jericho actually won.
Yeah.
Well, pay-per-view matches.
He actually won a match in, like, how many years now?
Yeah, and Chris, that logic doesn't really fit well, because in effect, the match was already over when the Wyatt family came out. And on top of that, he wasn't even facing the Wyatt family, so... Exactly, how is he going to put him over by losing a match if he wasn't even facing the Wyatt family in a match? They just came out and whooped his ass.
because of Price A up a match, Kane and Goatface versus them eventually, and Kane will put him over by losing.
If anything, man, he'd probably join up with them, man. He looks just like him.
Oh, he should.
He's probably going to end up being their cousin or something.
My question is, Chris, which Goatface are we talking about here?
There's another one?
Yes, that one.
Who's the other one?
Eric Rowan, the guy that came out with the goat mask on.
Well, we're talking about the Shield, the Wyatt family joining the goat base. I'm sure he was joining the one that's on their team.
We ain't talking about the Shield. If we were talking about the Shield, I'd tell you how terrible of a wrestler Roman Reigns is.
No, that's true.
Because that dude is fucking pathetic. Send him back to NXT or something, man. He needs to learn how to wrestle.
Yeah, better.
Exactly.
Send him back to his cousin.
I mean, for fuck's sake, at least Dean Ambrose can wrestle and Seth Rollins can wrestle, but that motherfucker can't do a damn thing.
Yeah, all he can do is a spear.
Oh, spear! I feel like I'm playing a video game. God damn it, do something else.
Exactly. I mean, at least Seth Rollins, he has like the high-flying maneuvers that he can do at times.
I can't even believe that WWE's okay with that guy just doing like one move.
Neither.
I mean, come on. We see fucking Caitlyn doing a spear. We don't need fucking Roman Reigns doing it too.
If we're going to go into that, man, I think Caitlyn got a way better spear than that dude.
Yeah, they probably take him out with a spear.
She straight up fucking killed AJ with that.
Yeah, pretty much.
They have to piece her back together like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, I think they'd have a much easier time putting back together fucking Humpty Dumpty.
Well, just a break again.
Exactly.
But anyway, you seem like you don't want to talk anymore. You can go in and play that song.
Hell yeah, here we go. Sleazy by M-Wall.
I don't need you or your brand new Benz or your bougie friends. I don't need love looking like diamonds, looking like diamonds.
Get sleazy, get sleazy.
What up, Kesha? I'm gonna get famous and fuck that shit out of Kesha. Put it on my mama. Hey. My bitches be sleazy. I make them twist in bikinis. I give them all the drugs they want, so they sniffing these freebies. I got a girl with a Beamer. I got a girl with a Benz. My girl got a girl and she bringing her friend. Got a J in my ear. I got some J's on my feet. Like a groupie in Miami, I will bang with the heat. I'ma stay on the beat. Yo, bitch, hang on my meat. Like seasoning the reason, and you just can't be me. Ride on McDonald's, watch me get my mask on. Diamonds dancing on my wrist, ballerina, black swan. Got a bitch with a rap, I got a bitch with a gap. And there's one bitch I know, tatted Wally on her back. Hoes with no morals, yeah, they argue and quarrel. Blowing Mary Jane's flowers, always smoking my floral. I be churning her butter, I work my stick in her hole. She twists my blunt and pops my X, so we pick and we roll. She drops my whip when I swerve, she keeps a clip in her purse. She says I'm ostentatious, plus my wrist is absurd. Man, I put her on trips, I got her dropping it off. And when she gets too mouthy, put my cock in her jaws. Get the brain when I want, that's a piece of her mind. I get pussy ass mouth, bitch, three of a kind. Money so hetero, financially straight. Last dude she was fucking with financially gay. So she left him at the date and met me at the store. Blow money on her, but I don't forget that she's a whore. Beat that pussy so hard it red just a little. Personal trainer, she works my leg in the middle.
And we're back.
Well, unfortunately, I'd have heard that before.
I don't know, but yeah, I think it's dope though. I mean, it's just in fact, you know, I'm all doing his thing with that shit too.
You only like it because it's a Kesha song.
And it's an M-World track as well.
Because you're in the same boat with him, you want to have sex with that dirty bitch.
That dirty whore.
Chris, wouldn't that be like the same thing? He said he just said dirty bitch.
Well, he decided to go a little further and change the word.
Yeah, the whore.
I figure that M-War. Oh, yeah, I wonder if that motherfucker's going has any traps yet. Let's find out.
Yeah, I don't think so. I was just there this morning. Because for some reason I was on my page and I was looking through my friends. Somehow I got 100 and something friends on there and I don't ever add anybody. Nor have I ever put up a new song in a long time either, because it won't even let me do that.
If I have to go into my messages in order to get the fucking Emerald's page too.
You can't just go to your friends.
Yeah, I don't feel like doing that.
It's right there on your main page.
I thought you were gonna say no, I'm blocked for 30 days or something like that.
Jeez, man, you got blocked on fucking Reverb.
How about you get blocked on Reverb there, Chris?
Hey, man.
You'll get blocked anyway.
Yeah, with you, man, anything's possible.
Exactly.
I don't think it's possible to get blocked on Reverb.
I'm sure if you do some stupid shit, they'll block you.
Yeah, they ought to just fucking deactivate your account.
Or, yeah, or if you got that whole thing going on there where you're making money off of it. If I can steal your money.
Yeah, fuck that.
I don't know. The only reason I was on there is because I was hitting up at Enigma Arcade.
Yeah, that's the only way I can hit her up, too.
Well, that's not the only way I could hit her up, but I'm just saying. She answered me on there before. If I hit her up on Facebook, man, she probably won't ever see that.
No, she sees it.
Because she's one of the only female rappers I know. Because I was looking for female rappers.
It just takes a while to, you know, actually respond. Because I know, like, on top of the fact that she also works a lot too.
Yeah, at Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
I only know that because it's on her page. Didn't you apply there before, too?
About three times.
Yes,
man.
He did. I remember this.
Okay, yeah, about three times. And each time, I actually got called back for interviews. I just didn't get hired.
Why didn't you get hired? What was the reason?
Because apparently I'm not a gay guy.
Did they really say that to you?
Yes.
Man, I'm about to apply to you. just so I could say it's like a hate crime. But that wouldn't hold up because I'm not black.
Or gay.
No, I'm saying, like, you know, black people, if they said some shit like that, they get away with it, you know, and they win it. But if a white person says it's a hate crime, oh, shut the hell up, Cracker.
Exactly.
Like, this money here is for the black folks.
Yeah, Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin?
What the fuck is he talking about?
I don't know.
Well, Chris. Oh, Chris. I know for a fact.
Well, no,
like,
why is he talking about Family Guy? That's the question.
I'm not quite sure.
Because of that time when Peter Griffin, you know, thought he was black and, you know, was acting all black and shit. And talking black.
I think I actually seen that.
It was like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Chris used to do that too.
He used to do what?
Try to act black.
Well, you try to act black all the time. It apparently works. Everybody thinks you are black.
Yeah, people think I am black, but I'm not. I don't understand. You can just blame Kissa for that one.
That crazy bitch.
It's like, are you black? Like, motherfucker, you saw my picture.
Yes, I'm as black as I am in my picture.
That's why I made that one picture, man. I made myself black. I just took that little option bronzer and just made my face black.
Nice.
Yeah, that's up on Facebook, man. It says, what up, bruh?
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Man, I put that up there a while
ago.
We're going to
look for it now.
That was my default for a while, actually.
What profile?
I think it's on both of them. But your best bet is to go to the Wicked Stoner. It might be in the profile pictures.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, I'm seeing Make That Rent. That's the one track I'm seeing so far, and I don't think I've heard that yet. Or Mr. Brady.
Make That Rent.
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking M-Wall tracks.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really look like he's made anything new because the top track is Love. And I think that's been there for a while.
Probably.
So, do you know any female rappers?
Just her.
That's it.
I mean, I don't even talk the fuck in. The fuck that bitch's name again?
I don't know. I guess she's not that important.
But it's the one that you don't like.
There are many he doesn't like.
Yeah, you're going to have to narrow it down a little bit.
Melissa's Morbia.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Man, if I wanted Elvin and the Chipmunks on a track, I would put them on a track.
Let's see. Dead Dirty Bitches. I mean, I haven't talked to them in a good long while either.
They even still exist?
Fuck if I know.
Because if you haven't talked to them, obviously they don't exist anymore.
Well, I mean, consider that, you know, I talked to them a whole lot back on fucking MySpace. Now we're on Facebook.
MySpace. Why are you even bringing that up? Like that has any effect on what I'm asking here. Like, we're never going to find any... We're never going to find anybody on there.
Let's see. Miss Lunatic.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't like that either. They she's better off with graphics. Matter of fact, ain't that chick on my Facebook? She probably deleted me.
Probably. Dead body bitches. Over there. That band, yo, that show looks stupid as all fuck. That summer camp show looks retarded.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fail.
Yep.
Hey, look, another reality show where people are gonna have sex on TV.
Woo! Come on. This one. Didn't we have enough of that with fucking Real World and fucking Road Rules and shit?
And fucking Jersey Shore?
Yeah, the thing that didn't even need to exist in the first place.
But it got like 6 seasons out of it.
I mean, come on. If I really wanted to, you know about the Jersey Shore, I'd go down there. I don't need to see it on TV.
Yeah, if I wanted to see nasty bitches, man, I'd go down there. You ain't got to put it on my TV every second.
Dude, I wouldn't even go that far to see nasty bitches. Just go to the hood. You can see some damn nasty bitches there.
Yeah, let's go to the hood to see nasty bitches. Possibility of getting shot while I'm at it.
Hey, it adds to it.
Like, shit, man. I used to chill in the hood before, man. Like, every day, man, you hear gunshots outside. Like, there'd be a party going on, and you hear gunshots. It's all quiet.
And the party started up, what, about an hour later?
Yeah, and then I guess they probably come back, yeah. Or shit, man, even the hood, man. These black people, they're all drunk as shit, man, pushing their car up a hill or whatever, man. Because it, like, died. And they're like, hey. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, hey. I was like, what?
That's awesome.
I was like, could you help me push this car up the hill? I was like, what the fuck?
And you give me all your money to do it for you?
So then I went over there, man, and I pushed this car up the hill, man. And then they gave me $10 for it.
Ooh, $10 for pushing car.
All I had to do was push it like a couple feet. Shit, that was like the one time Holly Dolly's car ran out of gas or whatever, and we had to push that car. Except while we were pushing that car, the idiot in the car had it in fucking drive. Meanwhile, we're still pushing it, though, but morons. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Dead body bitches.
Oh, great. He's gone already.
Great, so we lose him
not even an hour into the show, and he's gone already.
Yeah. Less than an hour in.
Hell yeah, yo. They got a shitload of new tracks. But, you know,
here's a better question. Do you know any female rappers that wouldn't charge me?
I don't know, Lil V.
Lil V, man, she probably charged me.
Hey, you never know unless you ask her.
What I'm saying, man, don't you go to like a studio and shit?
Yeah, she got a studio.
Yeah, and she'd definitely be like, yo, I'm gonna need some money.
Probably, but hey, I mean, I'd ask her anyway, though.
No.
Tell her, I don't know, tell her you're doing a track about aliens, and you just might get it for free.
But it's not about aliens. That would be a lie.
What the fuck is it about?
Not aliens, that's for sure.
Oh. Well,
jeez, Mr. Host that finds all these music artists, he sure as hell don't know very many music artists.
Well, you know, once I get unblocked, I can hit up about Enigma Arcane and I'll send it your way.
You ain't really got to do that, man. I could just do that if I wanted to. Which I already did, but the reverb.
Yeah, I don't think that buddy bitches charged for clubs.
How many damn people are in that shit?
Three.
Well, they are bitches, so they probably charge.
Really not looking for three.
Yeah, but hey, if you get three, it's definitely a whole lot better.
Yeah, they all gonna do. They all gonna share one verse.
Nah, I'm pretty sure Psychosis would, you know, would actually do one verse. The bitch would do another verse, and then Comatose would do another verse.
Did you say the bitch?
The bitch. He doesn't even know anything. He calls her the bitch.
That's really her name?
Yes.
Wow. That's interesting.
But once I'm able to plug in and fucking messages to like pages, I'll hit them up as well.
Why don't you just post on the wall?
I can do that, but I just want to get them to send me some of those tracks though too.
Cause usually when I'm blocked this shit, man, I just post on their fucking wall. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but like I said, I mean, like, I want to get some tracks from them, too, and see if I can find their actual fucking profiles, like, their individual profiles.
So I saw a few people, they don't like Big Hoodoo.
Yeah, because they don't see Juggalo in his fucking, in any of his tracks.
Like, I don't know. But then during that conversation, somebody's like, I don't like him. I don't like Cold 187. And I didn't like the Dayton family. Like, what the fuck?
You should have asked, did you like Esham? He said, no. Do you know he don't like black people?
Like, I guess they think they were only allowed to like ICP, ABK, Blaze, and Twisted.
Apparently.
Shit, man. Out of all the people that have been on that label, man, the only person I didn't like was fucking AMB. Well, now cold 187.
I can't believe he almost said didn't take cold 187.
I almost said what?
I can't believe you almost did not say cold 187.
Yeah, well, he's now, and before that was AMB.
Yes, I mean, you know, at least AMB's fucking doing a hell of a lot better than they were back on Cycle Valley, though.
But, I mean, they cool dudes or whatever up on here and whatnot, but I just never got into their music, ever. Although, like I said before, man, that mixtape he put out was pretty good, though.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of mixtapes, tomorrow, Chanel West Coast puts out a mixtape.
You got mixtapes. I think JR should do another mixtape.
You know, I've been thinking that, but then I realized that we had nobody to hit up.
Yeah, I know.
So it'd be like us working a psychopath. They try to throw something together that works.
I mean, Shane, you know, like if we get that fucking We Take It Over track finished.
Man, this nigga, man, he think that song's going to get done.
How long has that song been around for? Like, what, 10 years now?
Yeah, like I told you, Lando Cloud answered to that. And then I said, it's your move. And then he said that stupid word, bet. You couldn't just say I. Yeah, he's never gonna do it though. So until we find somebody to do a hook.
Yeah, but did you hit up Dark Preacher?
No.
Yeah, hit him up, man. He'll do it.
Really don't want to. I don't know, man. Like a hip hop track with like a horrorcore artist would be just really weird.
I mean, shit. Think about this.
Nah, I don't think that's that would sound too
good. Yeah, but think about this.
I think it sounds amazing.
Yeah, like
I'm not trying
melody.
To hate or anything. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but think about this. It'd be free, though. I mean, think about it. So then, you know, like, even Preacher himself, you know, said, you know, he's got, mad love for for Juggalo Rider Radio. So, you
man,
know,
a lot of people
track,
say that. Even Jesus would probably say that. But does he mean it? Probably not.
Actually, no. Preacher definitely means it, though, actually.
I don't know. Hit him up, tell him you want him to do a chorus on a song for the radio show. And see what he says.
I can do that.
If he says yes, then he could do the hook. If he says no, I really don't care.
Well, speaking of the dead body bitches, though, here we go with Dirty Sex.
I'm not trying to insult her. I'm just saying that she looks like a good fucker, okay? She looks like she could take a dick. Some women pride themselves on their dick-taking abilities.
Dick-taking abilities? You think that's a good thing to say about someone?
The fucked up thing is, I actually do, okay? If some woman tried to compliment me on my dick-giving abilities, I'd be spanked.
Touch me like you want to. Touch me like you need to. You know my pussy squeeze you. I could be a freak, too. Fuck me like I want to. Fuck me like I need to. I know my pussy squeeze you. You could be my freak, too. Give me a nickel for your pickle while you tickle on my nipple with your tongue. Got you strong on you with muscles from my butt. I wanna fuck like a touch on your dick. Lick my lips and we kiss. Make me come cause I'm a bitch, not a trick. Lick my fucking pussy, bitch, I ain't no loosey goosey. You know you want the scoochie, just a fucking goofy. Can't fuck this fucking pushy. Lick it, then stick it, taste it, don't waste it. Sick, hurry, I'm impatient. I'm a bitch and a witch. Just lick on my tip, grab my tip, fall fit. Tell me I'm a shit while I rub up on your dick. You feeling sick now, cause I wish you with a switch. I'm in a freaky shit, rub my fucking clit. please me, don't beat me. You know I love a dick. Rape me, then beat me, defeat me, complete me. My pussy's like a costume and your dick is trick-or-treating. Touch me like you hold to, touch me like you need to. You know my pussy please you, I could be a freak too. Fuck me like I want to, fuck me like I need to. I know my pussy please you, you could be a freak too. I love the way the dick grows, muscle grows from blood flow. Cause it's ready to hit first base, give me face. Tell me how my pussy tastes, second base, pussy phase. By the sexual rage, put me over, turn the page. Third base, pump it in the left. The freak out the cage, dirty love. This pussy here is what you dreaming of. Slap on the cuffs, pull my hand, call me slut. Push it, pound it, speed it up. Eyes roll, pussy flow, wet as fuck, let it go. About to blow, that's for sure, pussy show.
I gotta believe
it. Fuck me like you want to. You know that I'ma tease you, tie you up and beat you. Come and me, I eat you. That body individual, you love it when I'm sexual. What's my name, bitch? I'm a toad. I thought that I would let you know I'm touching so my pussy glows. Niggas think it's magical. Take your time and grind it so I fuck you till I take it slow. Touch me like you want to. Touch me like you need to. You know my pussy please you. I could be a freak too. Fuck me like I want to. Fuck me like I need to. I know my pussy please you. You could be my freak too. I'm a killer. Standing next to me, I know they wanna sex me. Take me and undress me, Miss Panky and a mess. Who's gonna try to and test me? Cutting buddy in your bestie. Even bitches dreaming sex with me. You got me trashy, feeling nasty. See me swallow when you're blasting. Go up fucking in your backseat. Dick swollen when you pass me. Come dripping off my ass cheeks. Steady shaking with my legs sweet. Sloppy nibble, have you licking on my back table when you eat me? Got me moaning when I slap me. Sex and sweaty body heat. Pussy grinding from that dirty beat. Having such a taste of bleeding, feeling weakened from the dick that's deep in. You got me crying for my daddy, beat me up and fucking slap me. You got me crying for my daddy, beat me up and fucking slap me. Touch me like you want to. Touch me like you need to. I know my pussy please you. I could be a freak too. Fuck me like I want to. Fuck me like I need to. I know my pussy please you. You could be my freak too.
Dude, I'm never getting that fucking wasted again. You fucked that bad guy, didn't you?
You know when you hear a girl saying like, ah, oh, I was so shit-faced last night. I shouldn't have fucked that guy. We could be that mistake.
And we're back.
Hey, I know that beat.
But yes, you used it.
Yeah, so did somebody else too.
Well, I hit up Preacher. All I do know is just wait for him to hit me back.
Except, I believe the song that we did on that was about bitches being on their period.
Nice. You need to get the song on the soundboard now.
Talking about PMS, you know what I'm saying?
That sounds awesome.
It was a good idea, but our lyrics and the song was just shit.
I don't want to hear it just to laugh.
I don't even know where the hell you can find that at. That was a long time ago. And then on top of that, I know somebody else that used that same beat, except their song was a whole lot better. And they actually performed it live and shit.
Actually, another good thing, they probably actually hit up the America's Most Haunted.
Excuse me?
America's Most Haunted.
But I want to hit up, like, a TV show.
Nah, but they're a group.
The hell kind of group?
I'm not sure to share the page, their like page, to your page.
What kind of music is it? What the fuck?
Like horrorcore.
It's music about the TV show.
Apparently it's about, like, you know, horror stories and, you know, haunted places and shit. But is it like rock music? Is it rap music?
Question, like, the way they classify the music is hip hop, heavy metal, and mosh hop.
The hell is mosh hop?
They're definitely dope. I mean, like,
was that song just like a mix of like Little John and a Jump Around song?
No.
That's what it sounded like.
Oh, let me see.
I came to get down.
I believe we actually used their one of the tracks on our mixtape actually already too.
Man, I don't even remember that name. Unless it was like the first mixtape or something.
Nope, it was actually one of the new ones.
Why is it like the international one?
Nope.
I don't know what the fuck
was
on that.
Nah, it was actually on the Nightmare Before Halloween Part 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How'd I miss that one?
I have no clue.
Huh.
Yeah,
well, ask them if they want to jump around. And ask them for a track for the mixtape, I guess.
We can use fighting words.
Is that a song we just heard?
Yep.
If we must.
Yeah. I'm actually sharing their like page to your page right now.
Okay.
Easy there, little John, before you have a heart attack.
What? Yeah.
And he just died.
Speaking of Little John, where the fuck is that nigga at? You don't hear him saying yeah in any songs anymore.
But yeah, fucking, the members are actually of that group are Enrage the Ghost Freak and Spliff the Reaper.
The Ghost Freak? Chris, you should do a song with that person.
No.
You guys could talk about fucking and killing ghosts.
And choking them.
They bleed.
You should ask that guy if ghosts bleed. He'd probably be really confused.
They can confuse anybody.
It's true.
Yeah,
and apparently Lil Jon hasn't had a CD since 2010.
Damn.
And he's still active, apparently.
Yeah, he's still in an occasional terrible club song.
Yeah.
The fuck? What do you mean, yeah? Who the fuck are you?
What? Yeah.
What? That's all you could ever fucking say.
Man, that wasn't you. Man... Somebody played a sound clip or something.
First, that was an absolutely horrible fucking impression of Lil Jon.
Well, of course it was.
That was his horrorcore version, I guess.
What?
Apparently.
Yeah.
You know, I think Chris needs to go to Candyland.
Candyland? Candyland.
And I say, the more candy, the merrier. So fuck mom and dad. And now, boys and girls, I hope you're ready for a wondrous adventure into a world full of lots and lots of candy.
Throw your hands up, clap twice, then stop. It's me and Grandma Nut in the molasses swamp. I'm seeing waterfalls pouring up, chocolate s'mores. I left that bitch floating and hit the peppermint forest. Lollipop trees all in the gumdrop mountains. There I saw Jolly Molly sitting on a nut pop. She told me she was looking for the Kool-Aid man, cause he stuck his tootsie rolling and filling hole in rain. I didn't give a damn, I bit her head off fishing. That rich nougat cookie dough hoe is delicious. Now the gingerbread people pimp the popsicle pops and sell sugar cane to donuts and lemon drops. Here it rains tic-tacs and snows ice cream scoops, and fools get shot up with peanuts and fucking dumped in the goop. So bring your sweet tooth, bitch, I'm a coat in pain, and all you sugar-free flakes ain't the same. I'm talking about
Candyland, Candyland. Let's make a run for Candyland.
Pappy, you my sugar dugger. Boston baked beans, lemon head, Jolly Rancher. Going all gummy down your throat like a tarantula. Call me Spider-Man, my web's all in your hand. I'm in my gingerbread house, getting gingerbread. I'm getting paper now, a later pineapple grape. Cherry, watermelon, strawberry all day. Mango and cream seem like a dream. Yellow gumdrops fell down on me. Next time in Candyland again. Bye bye.
Candyland, Candyland. Let's make a run for Candyland. Candyland, Candyland. Maybe we can hook up with the Candyman. Candyland.
You meatloafs, do not enter. Well, this is Candyland.
Blueberry jawbreaker, Candyland lawbreaker. Like taking candy from a baby, I'm the candy taker. Marshmallow, lemon drop, jelly beans, and a pair of salty nuts for all you sugar fiends.
It's
delicious.
It's Candyland.
Face like OCP. Great.
Well, I mean, I can always send you Kiss.
Send me what? Send me Cake.
The band. Nah. Well, actually, no, there is a band called Cake.
I know that.
But
a short shirt and a long jacket.
Well, see that, or I can always send you
send Fury away.
Fury? Hell no.
But I thought he would love to do a collab with Paul Bearer.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm so enthusiastic about it.
Being a Juggalo rapper is one thing, but, like, when you fucking have to paint your face to be the rapper, then it's fucking retarded. Like, shit, man, I know a dope-ass rapper, and he wears clothes like McFoley.
Awesome.
Shout out to Colin. I'm serious, man. He'll rock, like, you know, some old-ass pants, you know, a flannel shirt. And then he even rocks an ECW t-shirt. Yeah, he don't give a shit, but he's still a dope rapper and artist. It's all about how you do it and what you say, not what you look like.
I mean,
you do,
I mean,
you do know that. You do know that, right?
But no, fucking, but yeah, no, these guys are definitely doing something right, because, I mean, shit, they've gone a chance to do shows with Snoop Dogg, Corrupt, Nate Dogg, Twisted.
The fuck? How do they fit on that bill?
I have no clue.
And how are they doing shows with Snoop Dogg? Is he Snoop Lion now, or whatever the fuck that bullshit name change is about?
I didn't even know he still did shows.
Let's see. Boondocks, Berlin Tong, and Doomsday Production, ABK, Critical Bill, Mars, was an F.
Yeah, so, I guess that Mad Child dude's now allowed to tour since he's on the Twisted Tour.
Hell yeah. Or if you really want somebody on the track, man, why don't you just get Madness up on the track?
Who?
Madness.
We're talking about that dude from Bedlam?
Yep.
Dude, he charges like $450 for collab.
Yeah, let me do that.
Or he can work to a track with Malachi.
Man, that dude doesn't even like me. I ain't even gonna waste my time. He don't like me, nor has he ever heard of me. So there's no reason to waste my time.
Yeah, I guess.
You guess? That dude sat on here a few times, you know, talking and whatever, man. You're like, you should do a track with Ghetto G's, Lou.
I wonder if I could find a track I uploaded by you.
By me?
Yep. Ah,
can't imagine what that is. Probably some stupid shit that I sent him that I told him to never upload.
Knowing Havoc, exactly.
Guess I better get up. It's a long day of doing nothing. Better grab that pornographic material.
You do.
Throw on my Juggalo gear.
Let's go.
Living at home, I become such a jerk. What do you expect when I got no motivation to work? 27 and got nothing to show for my life. No girls in the parents' house, I can't find a wife. People always talking down like they're better than me. The truth is, bitch, you're really fucking nothing to me. My family hates me, got no friends, I'm all alone. I call up a girl, but I can't afford a phone. Fuck all you fake friends, play me for a fool.
label owns my soul. The music right here is my only comfort zone. Love it or hate it, ghetto G will be known. This is my life, there's people always watching. Friends aren't what they seem, they always judging. Empty inside, I'm a broke down child. No one cares for me, just a face in the crowd. Stuck with the same thing day after day. I try to do well, but nothing goes my way. I'm a dreamland, live my life in fantasy. Never wanna come back, don't like reality. I'm a real dick, the people I'm fat and I'm ugly. People keep on telling me I'll never find anybody. People always come and people always go. It's just a matter of time and true colors show. No one listens to my music, they say that it's shit. The hate on me is crazy, it will never quit. You clearly got a problem with me and how I be living. There's no Jesus Christ here, there is no forgiving. Living in depression, nothing makes me happy. You'll have a big smile on your face, read my obituary. This song right here is my harsh reality. Take it or leave it, but this the real me. This is my life, there's people always watching. Friends aren't what they seem, they always judging. Empty inside, I'm a broke down child. No one cares for me, just a face in the crowd. Stuck with the same thing day after day. I try to do well, but nothing goes my way. I'm in dreamland, live my life in fantasy. Never wanna come back, don't like me.
And we're back.
Shout out to Jay Killer, man, for making that beat that I may or may not own. That you may or may not made.
And we got Faku up in the room.
Got what?
Dude's name Faku.
I thought you said Foxhole.
Sure, we'll call him that.
What's going on, fucker? Anything you would like to hear?
Yeah, so something you got a track you want to hear, or something.
Maybe you want to throat punch Chris.
Yeah, Gil had to say throat punch. He had to say it twice. He had to take it back.
Good, man. Try that again.
He had to go throat punch.
Punch.
All you got to do is type in the room. I mean, since you have a name up in there.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, dude, quiet up in there.
Don't be quiet, man.
Yeah.
The ghost will get you.
Yeah, a.k.a. Chris.
He's not a ghost.
I can see myself, and I can feel myself, so I'm not a fucking ghost.
Hey, we ain't got to take it that far.
With Haddock, we kind of have to. Because he's a little bit slow.
I can see myself. I can touch myself.
God damn it. I see what you're wrong there.
Jeez, man. I'm getting all sexual in this bitch.
Yeah, we definitely don't need that.
But there is a song I want to hear. Is it on the soundboard?
What is it?
It's Through Your Eyes by Twisted.
We should have it. Let me go check.
I don't think we do, because we have This Is Your Anthem, and then we have You Don't Want to Be Like Me.
Chris?
Obviously, you're only looking up at the top of them.
Yeah, you gotta look at it.
Look at the havoc
section.
Yes, because he labels everything fucking weird.
There's my section, then there's his section.
And there's my section.
And then there's your one track that you put on there.
Well, except about, you know, Chris is only looking at the, of course, the abomination side of the soundboard.
Yeah, it's not on that CD.
We don't have it, but I'm uploading it right now.
See, I told you it wasn't up here.
Well, at least he was right.
Yeah. Even though we only looked at like two tracks and that was at the top of the soundboard. Well, top of the twisted part.
Getting ugly in here.
Easy, Bubba Sparks.
You know, we should have one night where we make fun of mainstream music. Just for the fuck of it.
Chris, we don't need one night. We do that every night.
Yeah, we were just doing that tonight. Sorry.
Exactly. With O'John.
What?
Yeah, so we don't need a night. It happens all the time.
Exactly.
But I'm going to go on this track while this track is uploading.
What is it about a serial killer that attracts you and makes this music that you can't sharpen an axe to? Taking you back through a hallway to a black room. No walls or ceilings, just doorways to pass through. You choose. Chainsaws are always nice, but razor blades and knives are way more precise when it comes to cutting. This shit here is an art, and we finish what we start. That's what separates us apart from other motherfuckers. Not saying no names, but the motherfuckers.
Hey,
and they say I'm sick too sick. Well, how sick do you get when you see a chest without a butcher knife buried in it? Wait a minute, give me an axe. I wanna smash your rib cage in half for every time you laugh on our behalf, will ya? Let me get another chance to redefine the mind of a serial killer. Hey, I am a LA. I got a
blue spot in my mind like Godzilla. My blatant disregard for lies. Most people are afraid of the knife, but not me though. I keep it old school like a Miko. Rusty blade, at least 12 inches with the tip cracked off. I'm stabbing too many bitches. I'm digging ditches with a mental mind state. Just nut up and get vicious when in a dark place. Throw your mercy on the head of my ass. I pray to God I don't split you in half like train tracks. I can't control it, so I just put it in my music, and hopefully other killers can use it. Don't confuse it with the same old game, cause the shit that I kick can put a glitch in your mainframe. Wicked to the bone I am, and you can meet me in the dark if you think I'm playing.
Hey, serial killer.
Hey, I am
on
LA.
Got blue
out of my mind like Godzilla. Motherfuckers, you're loving the hate, but in the midst of fuck with Bill Miller. Yeah. Trust your bitch, we'll jock your trip with chakra pistol cock.
This the shit to knock.
Yeah. American killer, gorilla, the juggalism, man is uber psychopathic. I'm rapping, we set the game green. Yeah. Killer, killer, the pillar, banana, fan, I feel a nigga with a millimeter with the infrared. Yeah.
The act is family, and for the family, I use the act to separate your anatomy. Ain't no being mad at me, this shit ain't even worth it. I said I was a serial killer, not perfect. It's not my fault that I can't be trusted. And people like me aren't all disgusted. Some are sitting next and in the skull crushing. And killing people over next to other motherfuckers.
Everyone back. Good job, Chris. You scared off our listener.
one and only listener of the night. I don't even know how long that motherfucker was in the room for.
You scared off the listener, Chris. What the fuck did you do?
Wait, what? I ain't doing shit. I'm not even in the room.
Probably ran off when he heard you talking about you touching yourself.
That's probably what did it.
Nice luck,
Chris. That sounds good. Beer with the combination of lemonade.
Man, that's a good thing you followed that up with that, because otherwise I would have just made you a faggot.
Well, I mean, hasn't he come out of the closet enough times on the show?
I mean, here I am, man, talking about how he scared him off by him saying he touches himself, and you're like, that sounds good. So it's a good thing you cleared it up.
Yeah, I mean, come on, fucking beer combined with lemonade? Yeah, that sounds bomb right there.
Beer with lemonade. That sounds disgusting.
It really does.
Sounds good to me.
And quit
but
watching
anyway.
USA, because I think I just saw that commercial.
But anyways, here you go. Through your eyes.
Through your eyes, you think we're all the same.
Come and can you see me now?
I'm an optical illusion. Your expectations of me a waiting stone like Medusa, laughing at me, ripping at my mortal being. But your foundation is flimsy, it's fully crumbling. Everything has an end. Now let's pretend that pipe dreams are made of medicine. Make me feel better again. Make me feel better than them until we're all sitting together again. I can't despise the way you capitalize on situations the way that you always seem to. I'm so wise the way you speak those lines, reassuring and convincing me that I'm somebody too, but I'm not. Think you wouldn't comprehend this insignificant magic deep within inside, but you wouldn't realize if I was looking through your eyes, then I would want to die.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, get a track 23 on the Nightmare Before Halloween Part 2.
23?
Yep.
Fucking tracks are on there.
23 tracks.
It's the last track?
Yeah. Right after Malachi McCover.
Damn. It's a lot of fucking songs.
Hell yeah.
Man, I'm sure if you posted something up about a mixtape, man, all them damn people to post their songs over that like page, man, probably hit you up.
Yeah, probably. Including Dumbass. And I hope he never hits us up.
Who's that?
Chris's favorite artist.
Didn't you block him?
I don't think... No, I just fucking deleted him. Well, deleted his messages anyway.
Oh.
And who the hell would this be?
Nobody, Chris.
Now he says my favorite artist, then I don't know who the fuck it is.
It is. It's your number one. But he doesn't deserve a mention.
Come on, Chris. Think.
Man, he knows. He's just playing dumb.
I'm seriously not sure who the hell it is. Is the one who's always in jail, or what?
When we say favorite artists, we're completely kidding.
Lando Cloud.
Really?
Oh.
That's your guess?
No. Oh. Worse than him. Psycho Cutter.
Gee, it took you that fucking long, dude.
I can't believe it took that long.
Wow. I thought Havoc was slow.
Well, he is.
You're definitely a lot slower than me.
No.
That proves it, man. Come on, you should know who your number one is.
Number one person that I think should not be rapping at all. There's a whole shitload of people on that list.
And just the fact that he thought that he just said that Lando Cloud's his favorite artist.
If he's your favorite artist, why don't you go buy a CD?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Too much self promotion.
Speaking of buying CDs, I like when people do reviews of a CD that they downloaded for free.
Exactly.
It's awesome. Like, yeah, man, I'm going to do a review of this CD. And
totally
maybe,
awesome. I spent $0 on it.
And then maybe, and then during the review, you keep telling us to go pick up the album, but shit, where you don't even own it.
Exactly. Those fucking hypocrites.
You're gonna do a review, man, and tell us to support an artist, man. At least own it. Own the CD that you're talking about.
At least support them yourselves if you're gonna tell other people to support them.
Yeah, you make yourself look like an asshole.
Exactly.
I've only done like one review in my entire fucking life of it, ever. For one artist.
And that was for...
Prophecy.
Did you have the CD?
Oh, well, I had like a couple CDs.
No.
That is for their point.
Oh, Havoc.
Well, considering I didn't really need the CD since he kept sending me all the tracks off the CD one by one.
Just saying, reviews, you should own the CD. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly, unless it's like a review for somebody like Tech9 who just has a million fucking CDs.
As for Tech9, man, who gives a shit, man? That shit should be free. Motherfucker, trying
pretty
to rape us on every fucking CD he puts out.
And basically, it's all just the shipping and handling.
Yeah, fucking $12 for you to ship a CD out to me. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. The last CD I ever bought off Strange, I mean, fuck, I was thinking, oh, this would be like $20. Plus another $15 for the shipping and handling. It's like, god damn it. The shipping cost more than half the price of the CD.
Shipping is fucking ridiculous no matter where you go.
Yeah. I think we should all just meditate.
Here we go.
Herb is a plant. I mean, herbs are good for everything. Why these people want to do so much good for everyone who call themselves governments and this and that? Why them say you must not use the herb? You see, and we check that and we can't find, we just see them just say, no, you must use it because it make you rebel. Against what? Against men who won't crave, because them crave for the things I sell them. Them have some material things and them want to captivate your mind.
Jesus. Smokers only. 420. You know it's prophecy, you feel me? They won't let us mass, amen. Put it in there. Dump the gut, fill it up so we get high. Put the spliff in there, hit it one time. Let us meditate, bitch, you know we over here. Let us meditate, bitch, get over in there. They're trying to hold us back from a chill state of mind. Once you pass around the room, hold it inside. Let us meditate, bitch, we know you hear the sound. Let us talk about the motherfucking underground. It's like they're trying to catch us slipping on a Mary Jane. But she's got my fucking bag, yo, she's family. So she understands when I'm burning down the spine. And all the juggalos say it at the same time. Woo, woo. Cause we out of body experts. Separate mind and body when the L's burn. Cause my feet are on the ground, but my mind's high. I had a man on the moon, fucking mouth dry. Had his eyes all red, something like mine. And I keep the fire burning in this cold time. We're just trying to find consciousness, it ain't wrong. And we turn the universe into a party zone. They're trying to hold us back from a chill state of mind. Once you pass around the room, hold it inside. Let us meditate, bitch, we know you hear the sound. Let us talk about some motherfucking underground. Here's a moment of silence for the L's burn. Now it's our turn, roll it up, she's willing to be a sacrifice. Instead of nails, we're cutting her open with a knife. Expose the guts, expose the door on the empty road. Shh, I know you want to tow. Instead of thorns, we're putting the light into her head. Pour the smoke through her body, now the high bread. And her problems are silence, live a good life. And her sins are forgotten like we're baptized. Oh, it's not done, I'm in the zone right now, yo, we're smart ones. Dump the guts, fill it up so we get high. Put the spliff in there, hit it one time. Let us meditate, bitch, you know we over here. Let us meditate, bitch, get over in there. They're trying to hold us back from a chill state of mind. Once you pass around the room, hold it inside. Let us meditate, bitch, we know you hear the sound. Let us talk about some motherfucking underground. Man, they don't want us to find consciousness, man. They're trying to take that away from us. They don't want us to sit back and just relax and think about what's important, what's, you know, what we need to focus on in life. We want to forget our problems and find our true consciousness. Let us meditate. My boy Bob said it best.
Then, you know what I mean, the whole world confuses you and you're worried and you don't have no time to think. And herb is that thing that give you a little time for yourself so you can live. If you use it.
What about alcohol?
Alcohol make you drunk, man. It don't make you meditate. It just make you drunk. When you drink alcohol, you don't meditate. You're more get-headed. Herbs is more a consciousness.
And we're back.
Well, we're back. Chris is never usually back.
That's true.
Who's Chris?
Oh, I'm sorry. PK.
But seriously, who the fuck is Chris?
I don't know. Some douchebag that's always on here.
Yeah, but never
But isn't everybody who's always on here a douchebag, too?
Yeah. I'm talking about one in particular.
Then it must be the one that's out of state.
Out of what state?
The state that the other two are from.
Gee, you must be talking about you, Havoc.
But apparently I'm
Yeah, apparently you're Chris.
Good luck with that. And that's why Chris punched you.
Good luck with that. Wow, he even wished you luck on being him.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Ankle biter. Apparently Prophecy has some new orders on his fucking label. Called, the ankle biters.
Are they midgets?
I have they no idea.
Be. Damn, bitches rapping.
That'd be really funny if they were midgets.
You know, I think it's funny, though, because of the fact that Prophecy is like the only white dude on his label.
And what label is that?
Established Inc. Established Inc. Entertainment.
So how do you manage that?
It's a combination, because of the fact that Established Inc. is actually more than just label. Established Inc. is also a tattoo parlor as well.
But how do he manage to be the only white person?
Well, come on, well, big, you know, he owns the label.
Well, that explains it.
No, he pulled Michael Jackson, so he's the only white person.
Michael Jackson was black.
And he was white, too.
God damn it, Chris.
Don't you forget this.
He wasn't white until a long time after.
Well, yeah. He pulled Michael Jackson to become the only white person on the label.
No, Chris. You cannot make yourself black so you can be on a label.
The fuck was that?
That would be my
Yahoo. Those Havoc's droids.
Yeah. And I've commanded the first. But like fucking, it's him, and everybody else is all black up on there.
Interesting.
Yeah. But the dude in Classic, he's got a dude named Yada.
So, you got a name from Star Wars, apparently.
Yada!
That's Yoda.
First, that's Yoda, bitch.
I know. Sarcastically.
Yada, 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 nigga. It's just tough.
So, is he a short green guy, too?
No, motherfucker.
Did that just say he was black?
A black guy with a short green mask. Got it.
A short green mask. What the fuck? That doesn't even make sense.
That guy with the green mask.
No.
It makes more sense now.
Jeez.
I pulled a Havoc right there. Didn't make sense whatsoever.
That's usually all the time.
Let's see, then you got Lee Bear Wonder.
Leave what where?
Lee Bear Wonder.
Leave the
and
wonder.
Trey.
Leave
okay,
the
who the fuck chose Lee Bear Wonder's name?
Neve Wonder, what the hell is going on?
Hello, I'm Neve Wonder. She's like, what the fuck?
And that's a black dude?
Yeah.
Sounds like it'd be like
an
Asian
with him.
Sounds like an Asian person or something. I'm glad I don't have a fucking weird name.
I mean, you just have an interview with him.
Maybe I should make up a weird name.
You already have one. Get up.
That's not a weird name. That's a place people live.
Yeah, and a name that's been overused.
Find out what Ghetto G means in, like, Japanese or some shit, and we'll use that version.
Let's see, there's Ghetto G, Ghetto T, Ghetto B, Ghetto A, Ghetto
C. Now answer me this. Does Ghetto T's first name begin with a T?
Okay, well, I know.
Because if so, all these damn people are fucking just like me.
Let's find out. Let's see if we can find the motherfucker.
Well, I looked up what does Goji mean in Japanese, and it's apparently there's some language known as Shanghai Ghetto.
Shanghai Ghetto.
It came up on Wikipedia when I looked up in Google.
Shanghai Ghetto, there's my new name. That could be like a new city or something.
Hey, Ghetto, here's a funny thing. Yeah.
See, his first name begins with a T. See that?
Yeah, Troy.
See that, man? People are not clever at all.
Oh, and apparently that's a movie.
What? Shanghai Ghetto?
Yes.
It's a movie? About what?
Japanese movie. Formerly known as
about?
Restricted Sector for Stateless Refugees.
What the fuck? Find out how you say Ghetto G in Japanese.
The same way it's said in English, ghetto, except it's spelled differently.
Well, how is it spelled?
G-E-T-T-O.
Man, that's how people try to spell it. It's like the Ghetto Boys. That's how they spell it.
So your name is pretty much the same, even in Japanese.
What the fuck? Well, that's not funny.
I mean, you can always use the fucking weird marks that they use in Japanese.
I don't even know how to make those. Like, what the fuck? Unless
I'm
like drawing it or something.
Oh, man. Well, you could use, you know, the Japanese name for your real name.
And what's that?
Regu.
Regu?
Wait, isn't nigga talking about pasta sauce?
Yeah, are we talking about fucking spaghetti sauce? Like, what the fuck?
D-U-R-E-G-G-U.
The fuck? Man, send me that in a
well,
message.
Well, how the hell is that made for you?
Send that in a message.
Hold on.
What the fuck?
Yes. He sends a message, so he sends it by pissing.
You have to send it in a bottle. Send it out to sea.
Yeah.
I
know.
I'll eventually find it. Somewhere in, like, New York or something.
Yeah, there'll be a message in a bottle. We'll piss. Okay, let's end it. That way you can figure out how to fucking pronounce it. There you go. Go, Ray, go.
Yay.
Go, Ray, go.
That's just weird.
Yeah, have you trying to learn any other language than English is weird.
Yeah, it's bad enough him trying to learn English.
Or Spanish.
Let's forget. Let's see how you say Chris in Japanese. Carisu.
What?
Chris's name in Japanese is Carisu.
Carisu.
I was on Carisu. I just gotta figure out how, I just gotta find Chris's name on my fucking messenger.
Yeah, man, you should deactivate your other account.
I probably should.
Because every time I look for you, man, I'm like, fuck, which one's him? But I could tell the difference because the one is labeled as my stepbrother.
Yeah, that asshole. The
so I know
it's the one.
The one that isn't labeled, that is clearly your new one.
Now, how about you look up your real name and say what that is in Japanese?
It's funny how I, you know, try to look up Spaz in Spanish, you know, not in Japanese, and it comes up as Cannot Be Found.
That sounds about right. The same thing shows up in her mind too when she tries to find her brain.
Certain results cannot be found. Please don't
cannot
try
be,
again later.
Cannot be found. Error message.
Mato. That's how you say my real name in Japanese. Mato.
Well, that's fucking gay.
Yeah, that's really entertaining.
Mato. Sounds like you're trying
Mato.
To say trying to say like matter.
Let's look at my full name, Masho.
God bless you.
My full name in Japanese is Marshall. Let's see. Let's look up Christopher.
We're not even going to try to pronounce that one.
Send it to me. I'll try and pronounce it.
Sarisutopa.
Sarisutopa.
Great, which means now I have to go look for Chris's name again because of the fact I just exited out of his fucking IM box. Sarisutopa. That's how you pronounce it, I think.
Sarisutopa? What the fuck? Damn.
Funny enough, is even if you put Gail's full name, it's like it comes up as the same.
Wait, my full name? How the fuck you know my full name?
You know, your full first name?
Oh, man, how you say my name in Japanese, man? All they did was add some U's. That's all it really is. What the fuck?
I guess that's the one that you remember. If you're trying to learn Japanese as another language, you have to add a lot more U's and you learn the language.
Yeah, what the fuck? This is practically English, Ritter.
Akusu Eru. Akusu Eru. That's my last name in fucking Japanese. I actually wouldn't mind trying to learn how to fucking write in kanji. It'd be interesting as all hell. I got all quiet and died upon her.
You said you got all quiet and died upon her. Who the hell's a female died on? Would that be our resident alcoholic rabbit?
That bitch has been dead. But man, she touched fucking alcohol.
That bitch was dead as soon as she touched alcohol.
Synthetic? Well, I wonder how you say we're dead in Japanese.
How you say we're dead?
Yeah. Kinda.
What?
Kinda.
Inda.
Kinda.
Are you saying Inda?
Jinda.
Having in the club.
Sinda.
Inda.
Inda. Kinda.
Oh, motherfucker. Shinda.
Shinda.
No, we didn't even hear the word shin until now.
Shinda.
Yeah,
wouldn't it be like shindig?
No, shinda. Japanese for dead.
Shinda! So that would be, you are shinda.
Where? Oh, where?
Underwear.
No, where? Is the is that in Japanese?
You have to say where to say we.
What the fuck?
Too much shit.
Desu. Where desu shinda? Yeto desu shinda.
It sounds like you're trying to cast a fucking spell or something.
Where? And you know, one of these days, I'm gonna go to Japan and be like, where? Restroom. Yokoshitsu.
So wait, have we talking about a midget dog now?
No, yoku shitsu is Japanese for bathroom.
Why are you talking about a shitsu, man? That's a dog.
So we're talking about dumping a shitsu in a bathroom.
So you shit out dogs?
Apparently he does now.
What the fuck?
Well, that's very nice, Havoc. But we'll leave story time for another time.
Doku.
Yeah. What about tofu?
Apparently, shitsu with tofu. That piece is the weirdest mix ever.
I said doku, which is Japanese for where.
Man, you just saying some stupid fucking Dragon Ball Z names or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ah, doku. D-O-K-O.
Isn't that like Dragon Ball Z?
No.
Doku, Goku, Pokoloku, Super Saiyan Doku.
Doku.
Michinoku.
Yoku Shitsu.
Yes, a Shitsu. The only thing I know. This isn't working very well.
I think tomorrow when I go to work, I'm just gonna start talking to them weird ass Japanese people.
Man, that's probably what you're talking now.
Oh, yo, speaking of which, yo, fucking today at work was funny as all hell. I was outside doing carts. Some dumbass tried fucking going in through the exit twice. He looks at me, asking if we're closed. I said yes, and he left.
Clearly, you weren't closed.
clearly not. Because we had a shitload of people inside, and he thought we were closed. So we asked him if we were closed. I told him yes, and he left.
Man, I would have said the same thing. Did he not happen to look at the store?
Oh, clearly he didn't even look at the door where it said exit.
What kind of people you got living in your state, man? Fucking dumb as hell.
And what's even funny is the fact that we have all these cars all around in the parking lot. They ain't for the employees. Employees have their own parking spot. And I don't know, yeah, like that's just. And the best part is, the dude was Spanish.
Your favorite people.
So it was just perfect, just telling the dude, that, yes, we're closed, and he leaves.
But you can tell a foreigner whatever you want, man.
Apparently, and they'll believe it.
Because if they're sneaking across our borders, we can tell them whatever we want.
All right, there, fucking, what was his name?
Don't say it. Don't do it.
And I completely forgot his name already.
Zeb Coulter, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, the Pudgy Pig.
The Budgy Pig?
Yeah, Porky Pig.
That's all, folks.
You know, like, that would just be funny if, you know, that was the only line that David gave him. Hey. People. That's all, folks.
Kind of like, damn.
You know, it's funny how fucking Big E is actually more talkative over on NXT than he is on fucking Raw or SmackDown.
So really, we don't need him to talk.
I don't know, man. I fucking NXT, he says some smart shit when he's on Raw. He says dumb shit.
Oh, yeah? And he also looks smaller than him.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, like, I still can't get out of my head the fact that, you know, when he debuted, he goes, oh, I got the mic now. Like, what the fuck? They really had him see that?
He was excited.
Oh, yeah. Just as excited as fucking Ryback was when he first came out and said, feed me more.
Yeah.
Then they changed his shit to Ryback Rules.
Ryback Rules.
You that new stupid Monster Inc. movie for getting copying right back. Ain't no Doyle. Like, what the fuck? They should have left it alone at, oh, Doyle rule. And that, you know, left right back alone with Jimmy Moore.
That's probably what Havoc did when he was a kid. When he was party trading, he probably pissed in the fucking thing and he drug it through the house and took it to his mom. Like, look, I went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I probably did.
Shit, who we kid? That was probably last week.
Yeah, come, so toilet, drag the toilet.
I didn't necessarily drag the toilet.
You know, that's one thing. That's one thing I would love to see. I would love to see fucking Mark Henry deliver the world's strongest slam to Michael Cole.
Didn't he already do that?
To a table. And with barbed wire underneath the table.
Yeah, just kill him.
Exactly. Just leave it to where it's just fucking JBL and Dirty King Oliver. And it's funny how fucking Dirty King Oliver was fucking talking about that. It was sad and... it's about fucking Vicky losing her job when the entire time, you know, he couldn't stand the bitch.
And he told her how fast she was and shit.
And the minute she gets fired, he feels sorry for her.
What the fuck is that?
Like Chris. Chris was crying.
He probably was. And then, his favorite person of them all, got made GM.
That's just gonna be just as bad.
Well, yeah, because like, he doesn't know what to do and he doesn't know what to say.
So him comes in as a referee and now he runs the show.
Man, how sad is that? Man, I give it a fucking week. So, you know, fucking, so Randy Orton's RKOing him. CM Punk is GTSing him. And John Cena's giving him the FU. My bad, the AA.
Man, that shit will never be called the AA.
They should have just kept that fucking the FU.
Wait, so it's called Alcoholics Anonymous?
No, of course.
Oh, wait, that's just rabbit.
Damn it, Chris. She's not even here.
I think it's funny how, you mentioned John Cena, he comes back.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I mean, he's quiet as a motherfucker until we mention either Spaz or John Cena. So, Chris, how about the fact that John Cena is going to keep the title?
I think we all know this.
And then John Cena's gonna come to your house.
I'm not that gay shit that you're into. So no.
And exactly who said it had to be something gay there, Chris?
He said he's coming to my house, and there's no way in hell that's happening.
Exactly. What would you do if he did come to your house and walked in and actually walked in your house?
He wouldn't. So why the fuck would I have to care?
I was saying, well, what would you do if he did?
Nothing, because it's not going to happen.
Oh my God, Chris, you're an idiot.
Okay, get a knife and stab him so he doesn't beat Ric Flair's record.
Man, more likely, he'd whoop your ass even way before you got the fucking knife.
Yeah, he whooped my ass with, what, his one move of doom?
Chris, I'm pretty sure he could just whoop your ass without having to wrestle.
Yeah, but then what would you do? What, hug him?
Give him a fucking cigarette, like, here you go.
Yeah, he doesn't smoke, so good luck with that.
No, but Randy Orton does.
Yeah, well, it's not Randy Orton you're talking about.
Besides, Chris, exactly how do you know that John Cena doesn't smoke?
Because I'm
you
a
don't
Marvel,
know
I know stuff backstage.
Chris, I'm pretty sure you don't know that, you know, Cena doesn't smoke or not. Come on. For years, nobody knew fucking Randy Orton smoked. But now we know.
And I'm just waiting until he gets his third strike.
Chris, I'm talking about smoking cigarettes, motherfucker. Not weed.
Well, yeah, I know that. No, I'm just waiting until he gets his third strike to see what the hell WWE does to try and cover it up.
I don't really think they're going to do anything, Chris. I mean, exactly why would they? I mean, come on. They brought back Rob Van Dam. They got X-Pac working behind the scenes.
Yeah, but things like this. Rob Van Dam did not have three strikes.
I think he had like two. But there again. You also have X-Pac, who works behind the scenes, and yet
he doesn't wrestle in the company, and the drug policy doesn't really matter for guys who work behind the scenes.
Chris, I think the drug policy works for everyone in the company. Not just wrestlers, because, Chris, they're not looking for weed, right? They're looking for steroids.
Well, of course I know that. Illegal drugs. Thyroid 3 guys is whatever the fuck the illegal drug was in the muscle relaxing gene tip.
But man, you know, it's not like he absolutely knows what's in the drug he's taking.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what drug it was, because he didn't even know that drug was in the muscle reliever or whatever the hell it was.
Exactly. So you know what? That ain't his fault. I think Ghetto died.
I think so too.
Well, in that case,
I didn't die.
Man, you were quiet for so fucking long. So apparently you died.
Alright, I'm dead.
He's always dead.
You are Shizu.
or however the fuck you pronounce that shit again. Shinda.
Shizu? What the? I can't even say Shizu correctly. God damn it.
Shinda. Hey, Chris, it's not
Shizu. Might as well look up how you say Shizu in Japanese. Just for the hell of it.
Chris, it's Yoku Shizu. Not just Shizu, Yoku. Yeah, I'm gonna go pass out. Peace.